You're listening to Morning Ireland. Let's go to sports news now. It's Galway's big week and our own Galway man is here in studio. Morning, Darren
Farrell. I am indeed. Very good morning to you as well, Gavin. It's day three of the Galway Festival. Today's feature, the Tote.com Galway Plate. Today's racing gets underway at 3 o'clock at Ballybrit. The big race goes to post at 5:30. Pádraig Lodge will be there for us and he's looking ahead to today's action.
7 millimetres of water have been applied to the track at Ballybrit overnight to ensure safe ground for day three of the festival. The Tote.com Galway Plate is the traditional Wednesday centrepiece. First run in 1869, a maximum field of 22 runners will take part in this year's renewal. Champion owner JP McManus has no fewer than 7 runners, with Tony McCoy travelling from England to ride the overnight favourite Alderwood. 3 of the runners are trained in Carlow by champion trainer Willie Mullins. Terminal, Away We Go and Ballinasloe.
Even though they haven't run since the spring, I think they're all in great form. You know, you need a lot of luck in the Galway Plate. It's a very tough, fast race. They're all handicappers. They all love this ground and the trip will suit them all. So I won't put you off any of them.
The big race has a prize fund of €200,000 and is due off at 5:30. Yesterday's meeting in Galway, which saw the Kevin Prendergast-trained Vastenay land the Topaz Mile, attracted an attendance of over 19,000. That's up over 900 on last year's figure.
Now, day two of Glorious Goodwood as well. Race fans anticipating a thrilling clash between Kingman and Tornado in the Sussex Stakes just after 3 o'clock this afternoon. Officials watered the track last night to ensure the ground is not too firm. Some concerns that John Gosden may withdraw Kingman if the ground is too quick. We'll have Don McLean along to preview all the action at 8:30 this morning here on the programme. The All-Ireland Football Quarterfinals get underway this weekend. The Kerry manager, Eamon Fitzmaurice, has named his starting 15 to face Galway on Sunday. Just one change from the team that beat Cork so comprehensively in that Munster football final, and it is Stephen O'Brien. He has a quad muscle injury and he's replaced by Michael Gainey in the half forward. A number of positional switches as well. The Bord Gáis Energy Munster under 21 hurling final between Clare and Cork takes place this evening. The Banner are bidding for a third provincial title in a row. Throw-in at Cusick Park in Ennis is at 7:15. I'm sure there's going to be a massive crowd down there for that. But Cork is their first appearance in the final since 2011. Alan Cadigan hopes his side can end their 7-year wait for provincial honours at this level.
The mood is very good, you know. I think it's been a long time since Cork have been an under-21 Munster title, you know. So winning the senior Munster title obviously stands to some of us, you know. So it'd be nice to do back-to-back. But again, like I said, we just take it one game at a time and one step at a time. And we're under no illusions how big of a task it will be to go up to Ennis with the crowd behind Clare. And, you know, so look, hopefully we'll come up with the win.
Well, the 2022 World Cup and Qatar back in the newspaper headlines this morning. Very interesting piece in the Irish Times and The Guardian. Do read it if you get a chance. It claims that more than 100 migrant workers building one of the stadiums in Doha earns as little as 55 cent an hour. The rate appears to breach the event organisers' own welfare rules. Qatar is spending €3 billion on building stadiums for the tournament. One of the workers' payslips, and this is really scary stuff, showed he'd earned €42 for working every day in April, including 38 hours of overtime. Scary stuff. In transfer news, Liverpool have confirmed the signing of the Belgium striker Divock Origi from Lille for close to €15 million. Just 19 years of age, he's agreed a 5-year deal. He will remain at the French club on loan next season. Celtic are away to Legia Warsaw in the first leg of their Champions League qualifier tonight. Anthony Stokes has travelled with the squad after recovering from a hamstring strain. The game gets underway at 7:45. Trent Johnson has decided to accept a coaching job with Cricket New South Wales. He'll begin a 2-year contract with the Australian side in September. The former Irish captain says it's a wonderful opportunity and one that he couldn't pass up. Finally, 3 Northern Irish boxers secured medals at the Commonwealth Games in Glasgow last night. Joe Fitzpatrick, Sean Duffy and Sean McClinchy all recorded wins in their quarterfinals. They're guaranteed bronze medals.
Thank you very much, Darren. The time